Savior, country don't serve your king. No, your custom don't speak your tongue. White man can't talk everyone. We don't serve your country, don't serve your king. White man, listen to the songs we sing. White man can't talk everyone.
According to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. You are now tuned into Bubbles in the Think Tank, where we are about to begin a special archive edition from July 1st, 2013, lovingly curated by a member of the Bubbles in the Think Tank ever-embiggening staff. It's our churlman of the board in the New York office, Sweet Joe Silver, bringing to you his episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. We're going to catch the first hour of it, come back and do the radio obituaries, and you'll be able to find this full episode archived later on over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. We're doing this tonight to send every last little bit of our love from me, Belinda, and from you, the listener, directly to the heart of Sweet Joe Silver. We wish him nothing but the best and all the love in the whole wide world. So let's begin tonight's archive episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank.
It's Saturday night and you're listening to the swinging sounds of Bubbles in the Think Tank. Belinda, the dominatrix of the airwaves, is on the air.
What two of the silliest, the worst of radio programming anyway?
Our ever-embiggening staff is working hard for you.
And when January Fairy makes the scene,
she's sparkly through and through. So set your
dial to 91.5. And let us do the rest, cause we've been double dong daring you since 1990. Bubbles in the think tank on WMFO in Medford Stereo.
And now, at 11:03 p.m., according to the old clock on the wall, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. This is Bubbles in the Think Tank, two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. All the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at. Double dong daring you since 1990. Round about midnight, approximately 56 minutes from now, we'll be presenting the Radio Obituaries, wherein we say farewell to those whom we have lost in recent days. If you're a regular listener, you've undoubtedly noticed by now that I'm not Belinda, whose voice you'd normally be hearing. Rather, the adenoidal, non-radio-trained voice you are now listening to belongs to me, Joe, a.k.a. Sweet Joe Silver, the chairman of the board of the New York office. Belinda has graciously extended to me, as to all the members of the show's ever-embiggening staff, the opportunity to visit and take a turn programming an episode. A few months ago, we heard from Paulie C., the show's spiritual advisor, and tonight is my turn. Have no fear, though. Belinda is close by here in the studio, her hands gently but firmly on the reins, and you will be hearing from her just a bit later tonight. This episode will still bear her unique and delightful imprimatur. And we know how important Belinda's imprimatur is to you, the listener. It's what brings many of you back here week after week, like clockwork. So far be it from me to confound your expectations. Yes, tonight you'll be hearing my voice at times and my selection of material, but imprimatur-wise, it's all about Belinda. We also have here in the studio several members of the ever-embiggening staff. We have the show's associate producer and valet, Fred, the titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., and the aforementioned Paulie C., the show's spiritual advisor. I have to say, I don't make it to the Boston area nearly often enough, but I'm here for this weekend, and it's been a blast. Prior to the start of the show tonight, we convened the staff for what turned out to be a very productive caucus and hammered out some substantive agreements. You can hear the fellows chuckling in agreement in the background. It was great to be in the same room with these people who I normally interact with strictly via text in the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, which I encourage you to visit, by the way, if you haven't yet been there. Anyway, tonight I'll be presenting a musical tribute to my home city of New York, a place I'm often happy to take a break from, but I'm always equally happy to return home to. And incidentally, I may be a churl, but I still think a preposition is a perfectly fine thing to end a sentence with. But I digress. I feel like Soupy Sales here with the stagehands, the crew laughing in the background. If anybody remembers Soupy Sales. Now, many, many songs and many musical genres have been written about New York City, and I'm planning to fit in as many of them tonight as I can. In the time we have together, I hope to paint a picture of my city in all its big, beautiful, diverse, messy, chaotic, dirty, crowded, noisy, irritating, stimulating, scintillating, and silly glory. Right here on
Bubbles in the Think Tank. For me, you've got the biggest airport for the fastest plane in New York.
New York,
yeah,
big New York.
You've got the Harlem Tunnel and those subway trains.
New York,
yeah,
big New York.
You've got two policemen walking all your beat. That's what I heard.
New York,
yeah,
big New York.
And 8 million people walk down your. Love for me. You know the latest plays are on Broadway.
New York,
yeah,
big New York.
And people from everywhere come here to stay. Especially
New York,
pretty girl,
big New York.
You can give me anything if I've got the prize.
Ha. New York,
that's what I heard.
Big New York.
Your town's so great that they named you twice. For me, I went down to Georgia.
New York,
yeah,
big New York.
Got a broken heart.
New York,
I
big New York.
Went up to California.
New York, big New York.
Been such a little
leeway.
Now that I'm here,
big New York.
I want you to
tell me,
can you find a love for me? Find a woman for me. I even went down to Pittsburgh. Yes, I did. Tried my luck in Boston. Went down to Philadelphia. Yes, I did.
Start spreading the news. New York, New York.
Come on, come on, try.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. But there's more than just me here right now. We have Sweet Joe Silver.
Hello.
He's right here. But all of this is him. I might be talking right now, but this is really Sweet Joe Silver. Trollman at the Board, New York. He has made the trip, the long, hard journey from New York City to Boston.
Long and hard indeed.
Indeed.
But I
so
do want to...
So says a member of the Ever and Beginning staff.
I do want to emphasize, though, that this material was chosen with the Bubbles in the Think Tank ethos in mind. I didn't want to just go completely off message.
Well, you've got plenty of Bubbles in the Think Tank favorites. I think there's even a classic in here somewhere, if I remember correctly.
If it's not already a classic, it'll be one after tonight.
That is correct. And we're having a great time because we have tons of the Ever and Beginning staff. This staff is huge tonight.
I just love having an audience here for this show.
Good.
That's great.
Never been bigger.
I'm telling you.
So, like he told you,
opened up after that opening track, though. I gotta say, we were crazy about that joke.
That was great.
Thanks, guys. Can I talk a bit about that?
Oh, please,
sure, please.
Please
do.
Well, I was always brought up to believe that a good guest doesn't show up empty-handed. And also, as some listeners probably remember, and Belinda certainly remembers, I was supposed to be on this program back in December. Paulie C., who's sitting right next to me right now, looking up something on his iPad. Hi, Paulie. Paved the way for all of us, did a great job in his inaugural staff show. And then it was supposed to be my turn last December, but something came up and I just couldn't make it. And Belinda understands, you know, I mean, things just happen. You know, I knew that she understood. But at the same time, I felt like I was letting her down and I was letting the audience down a little bit. So some time opened up for me to do the show tonight. I went back to Belinda and said, hey, you know, can I come back on June 1st and do the show? And I got this little bit of a vibe that, you know, maybe she wasn't sure if I was really going to come. You know, I stood her up once.
Oh, that is so not true. That is not true. I knew if you said it the second time, you were there.
Well, the whole point, well, not the whole point. But
you were projecting.
You're right. I was projecting.
You were projecting.
But I figured by doing something really super special for this show, I would convince you that I meant business. And I want to emphasize, too, I didn't do the jingle all by myself. That was with my musical partner, Suzanne Savoy, who's a dear friend of mine and an actor in New York. Hi, Susie, if you're listening. We perform around New York as a duo called Bespoke, musical duo. And all the voices you heard on that were Susie and me. There were a total of 10 voices layered there. I played all the instruments. And I also happen to love old radio jingles. You know, it's kind of something that I'm fascinated with. And I thought it would be a neat idea to do one for Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's a little bit, you know, it seemed a little incongruous to me, and I felt like it was kind of funny to do this sort of very commercial-sounding jingle for a show that's so non-commercial. But at the same time, it's a little bit retro, so in that respect, I felt that it was fitting.
I thought it was a wonderful fit in the series of fan music that has been produced for the radio program over the years, because
right.
There has been a lot. And I've never been quite as disciplined as I probably should be about collecting it in a nice compact spot because it comes so sporadically. You just never know when you guys are coming in here with something like that.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me because I forgot to mention also that it was Chandler Travis's Bubbles in the Think Tank song that kind of inspired me to do my own. I loved his so much and I wanted to do something that was a little bit different but still paying tribute to my favorite interactive radio show.
We're probably getting close to a CD's worth of music
yeah.
that could be put together if I were to go back into the cassettes, and that's a different story.
Maybe next year's Kickstarter project.
Shut up. We still got a record about records to do.
Okay.
So it'll be another one.
Kickstarter. As your associate producer, I really feel the urge to make this happen.
Fred always wants me to start another Kickstarter campaign for something.
More, more, more.
More, more, more. We are so glad to have you here tonight, Joe.
I'm so glad to be here, Bill.
Clearly. I mean, you have an audience. They don't just show up for anyone. They show up for no one except themselves.
It's true.
Well, that makes me feel good, I think.
Good. Good. And I think you even have the public service announcements in your hand. And I wonder, I just have to say, I wonder before this even begins, and I've been wondering this the entire time, where you would go with it, since I tend to like
you know, go towards the 8-second ones.
Well, this is a 30-second spot. It's an important message, and Ralph Silver, if you're listening to this, this message is for you. Actually, if you're 50 or over, this message is for you. Over time, if undetected, colorectal cancer becomes a killer. But screening tests can find it early when treatment is most effective. Even better, this is one cancer you can prevent. Screening finds precancerous polyps that can be removed before they turn into colorectal cancer. So stop this disease. Get screened for colorectal cancer. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Hey, you know me.
I've
been screened many times.
He loves his doctor, who screens him quite well.
She, yeah. You know. What can I say?
Just had to get that in there.
We've all been screened for any number of things recently, and yes.
I do what I have to do. Turn your head and cough. Yes, ma'am, I will.
Oh, Freddie. I think with that, it's probably time for us to turn back to the silliness.
Please.
So that we can then run up to the radio obituaries, which we will do at midnight, as we always do. They will be copious.
Ooh, copious.
Are you good with that, Freddie?
I'm good with
copious. And the titular head of research didn't even have to do a thing.
I really didn't. Well, my position is really titular only. I like to point that out.
Yes. Yes, it is. All right, back to the silliness right here. On your freeform radio station, it is WMFO Medford.
Whom nothing's happening, hungry children in a mother dilemma, dumpster diving to be the baby endless. And you walk on by like it doesn't affect you. The held out hand that you pay no respect to. Nickels and dimes won't even buy your guilt. Another wine or dead, burnt to death in his book. It's a cardboard city, newspaper metropolis. This is some time called for. Keep on top of this. The authorities come, hatching up the display. Do they solve the problem? No, they move them away. Burn a vicious circle on the fix the boat. The social won't pay them the money they owe. When you got no money, you can't pay the rent. Hypothermia kills, cause the system is damned.
From an uptown apartment to a night on the A train, it's not that far. From the shops in the penthouse to the rats in the basement, it's not that far. To the bad lady frozen asleep in the park.
Bro, you wanna see some more?
I can show you if you'd like to. From an uptown apartment to a night on the A train, it's not that far. From the shops in the penthouse to the rats in the basement, it's not that.
She comes.
you're completely. I love the magic of its view. Skyscrapers with their lights all aglow offer this magic world to you. Paris, Vienna, London too, I've seen them all, you see. But this old town's a queen of them all. New York is the place for me. Tonight I'll go to a cabaret to meet my friends and have some fun. Everybody feels the same as I, each and every one. I love New York forever. It stands for hope and so much more. Yes, people come from far away to see its wonders every day. I love New York. It's filled with happiness. I love New York forever. It stands for hope and so much more. Yes, people come from far away to see its wonders every day. I love New York. It's filled with happiness. After
I've been away from the subway trains, it's not the same. And how could I forget the days with all my friends at home? If you could sing a song about the country, well, you could sing it on the phone. But don't forget the boys in the city, well, they could sing about New York. Well, I used to sing up on the corner of my block. And we did need no bank to get off.
Take it up.
After I've been away from the subway trains, it's not the same. And how could I forget the days with all my friends at home? You could sing a song about the country, or you could sing it on the phone. But don't forget the boys in the city, well, they could sing about New York. Well, I used to sing up on the corner of my block. And we didn't need no bank to get off. Oh no, oh no. Well, you could sing a song about the country, well, you could sing it on the phone. But don't forget the boys in the city, well, they could sing about New York. Well, they sing about grass on a hill, and they're drinking their booze from a still. Well, I sing about trees in the park, and I'm smoking that weed after dark. Well, it wasn't easy when I think about the rest. But I knew that things would be alright on the corner. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Mm-hmm. You could sing a song about the country. Well, you could sing it on the phone. But don't forget the boys in the city. Now they could sing about New York.
I live in New York City, and I have tremendous respect for people who fight adversity and, you know, hard time and the horrors and misery and fear in the city sometimes. You ever see a guy fishing at 125th Street in the Hudson River? That is patience. Supposing he did catch something. You have any idea what kind of bouillac monster fish that's got to be? What a tough New York fish will come out of the water. Boom! Get that goddamn hook out of my mouth, you idiot! What, do they think that tickles you, moron? Give me that bait. I mean, this is, you know, 20 years dodging tugboats. I'm gonna fall for that hook, you rube. What are you, from out of town? All New York City animals are tough, like New York City people. Everywhere else, it saved the wildlife. Everywhere else in the world. In New York City, it's public policy to kill whatever wildlife we have. It is a misdemeanor to feed a pigeon in the city of New York, which they're not enforcing yet, thank goodness, 1984. It'll happen, though. You know, what are they? Old people, who feeds them, right? What, are they going to arrest them? Come here. All right, Muldoon Pigeon Squad, let's go, Pop, up against the wall. Watch him for knives, Billy.
Due to landscape gardeners gifted, Father Knickerbocker's face is being lifted so much that you hardly know it as such. All the streets are being dressed up, so before they ruin Broadway, I suggest up you go to the City Fathers and say, whoa, glorify 6th Avenue and put bathrooms in the zoo. But please, don't monkey with Broadway. Put big floodlights in the park and put Harlem in the dark. But please, don't monkey with Broadway. Though it's tawdry and plain, it's a lovely old name, full of landmarks galore and memories gay. So move Grant's tomb to Union Square and put Brooklyn anywhere. But please, please, I beg on my knees, don't monkey with old Broadway. Plant trees in the Polo Grounds and put Yorkville out of bounds. But please, don't monkey with Broadway. Close the village honky-tonks, suppress cheering in the Bronx. But please, don't monkey with Broadway. Think what names used to dance on this road of romance. Think what stars used to stroll along it all day. Paint City Hall a skating rink and push Wall Street in the drink. But please, please, I beg on my knees, don't monkey with old Broadway. Thank you.
can find the street if you just show me to the door. No, I no longer need your vacuum room anymore. There's really nothing to say, and if I explained it today, you wouldn't understand it anyway. So let me go out into the streets, till the shiny and weeds and all the river make beats of the city, of the city. Just a spoke in the wheel.